I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Yeah, it's the weather's broke. It's going to be 80 today, so we're all excited. We'll get some baseball action going, and it's just that glorious time of year. We can concentrate on the North Side team and the South Side rebuild. And Tim Anderson was leading Major League Baseball in hitting, has been just really off to a red hot start. And had to sit out a game after the bat flip and then getting hit and then apparently dropping an N-bomb as he walked to first base, got thrown out of that game. I don't know, John. I would like Major League Baseball to just clarify exactly what happened. And instead, we're kind of reading it secondhand, if you will. And I had no problem with the bat flip, and I totally expected him to get hit. And I still don't understand why he was thrown out. And now I guess I have a better idea, the one-game suspension. What was your take on the whole story?
Yes, I like bat flips. I particularly like that bat flip. He's very enthusiastic, very energetic. So I'm in favor of that. I did expect him to get hit. He didn't seem to expect to get hit. But, it's a little bit different if you're actually standing in the box and somebody hits you rather than watching on TV. So I kind of understand that. He did use the N-word. I did hear that. That is correct. And, I think it was a matter of the context. I understand Marcus Stroman and others saying that it's a cultural thing and it's a normal thing to do if you're black. But if you're if you do it angrily and you're in a dispute, and, I've gotten backlash on Twitter about this, but as an old white man, but to me, that's not acceptable. It's a one-game penalty, and he accepted that. So, to me, if you accept the one-game penalty, you're admitting that you deserve the one-game penalty. And I agree, one game is enough and fair. And so I think it turned out fair, although I do think that plunking somebody, while expected, is not right, and he should accept his 5-game penalty for doing that.
John, like you, I'm an old white man too, and I think that there's I admit it. And you know what? I agree with you. I think there's no room in the game for the use of that word, and I don't care who it's being directed to, because as a white man, I'm offended by the word. Marcus Stroman said he had no problem with it, but if you talk to players in your work, have you talked to players that play the game of baseball who do find it offensive, that if Anderson had said it to them, they would have had a problem with that?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there are some old white men playing the game, too. I mean, it's fine as a cultural thing, but if you're angry and say it angrily and sounded like he said a few other angry things, too, I think the one-game penalty is appropriate.
Why doesn't baseball come out and say this is exactly why we suspended him for a game?
Yeah, why not say, explain it? I mean, it's been reported. I'd heard it that morning. That's clearly what happened. They shouldn't be embarrassed about it. They'll have old white men like myself and you agreeing with them, and they'll have some other people who are much more hip probably disagreeing, and that's fine. I don't see nothing wrong with that. And I get it. I could see why people would say that it's acceptable, but in my opinion, one-game penalty is appropriate for that behavior, and Anderson accepted it, so I'm not assuming that Anderson disagrees.
And I don't know that all of our listeners are following the story, but there is also a bizarre kind of race issue that has come up in New York with the Kate Smith version of God Bless America. Certainly in Philadelphia, they've been playing that forever, and they've taken down a statue to Kate Smith that was outside the stadium, her holding her hands out as she sings it. Apparently, she sang some racist show tunes back in the 1930s that have been uncovered recently. Paul Robeson, of course, a famous singer and African-American, the high school on the south side is named after him, Robertson High. He also sang the same songs that, or the one in particular that has offended so many people. What is going on with this thing, John? What's the take of what the Yankees are doing and certainly Philadelphia?
Yeah, well, Yankees, at Steinbrenner's behest, this has been going on a long, long time, as he died nearly a decade ago. They've always played the Kate Smith. I just thought it was, personally, I would find a younger singer and have done something different than that myself a long time ago. So, it was weird to have her singing, long after she died. It's a nice tribute to do it maybe once or twice, but every game, I don't know. So generally, I'm in favor of let's give some young people a chance to sing. This is something that happened in the 30s. Paul Robeson did it. I didn't realize that. It's a little different thought into it maybe, but obviously 1930s is a long time ago, but we racist stuff is not good. Let's get some young singers in there. Kate Smith had her day, in my opinion.
John, can we talk about the Cubs on the baseball field, on the diamond? And we saw Yu Darvish again fail to go six innings. He hasn't gone six innings yet in a ball game this year, and we know what the Cubs are paying him at, $126 million. And finally, Tyler Chatwood turned it around yesterday, and he's a guy that's making $38 million. Is there any market for either guy out there if the Cubs wanted to make a deal?
No, I don't believe so. Certainly not for Darvish. And, their chat would put several good starts together, maybe. But at that point, they'll probably want to keep him. And that was a great sign for him to do that. That's a nice step for him. Free agency is a crapshoot. We are reminded again. I mean, Theo Epstein, Hall of Fame general manager, is like many, many others where he's had some big hits and he's had some big misses. And, I think that, when you get the money, when you're given the go-ahead, is not always the time to go ahead and do it. And I understand why GMs do it and try to improve their team when they're given the chance. But if you don't have the right players to go spend the $100 million on, or in Darvish's case, $126 million, maybe take a pass. I thought the World Series was a bad sign. I didn't believe the idea that he had been tipping his pitches. Darvish, I think, is a great guy, a wonderful human being, but he has a history of not coming up big to pay $126 million. That was a mistake. And no. And to answer your question shortly, they'll never be able to trade Darvish. I mean, whether they could trade Chatwood, I think, would depend on how many more good starts he can string together. One's not going to do it.
John, I agree with you. I think Darvish is a great guy, but his neighbors in Evanston are mad at him because he put a fence up. I don't know if you saw that story.
And they can't see the lake anymore.
Yeah, they can't see the lake anymore. He's got a house in Evanston on the lake, John.
Oh,
of course,
my God.
A Northwestern grad, you lived on the lake in Evanston at one point. When
he had his $5 million home, right?
When you fence around
that.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That changes the equation. Oh. You've got to be able to see the lake. Come on.
We were talking a little bit about the Brandon Morrow injury, and what does that mean? And Kimbrel, is his price coming down? I mean, is this some guy you have to all of a sudden, when you find out that Morrow's got to sit back and then right away, Stroppy blows the save. Obviously, they win the game, but everybody this morning wants to know why don't they go get Kimbrel, and I think we know the reasons, but what's your take?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going on around the league. Why does Atlanta get Kimbrel? Why doesn't Washington get Kimbrel? And there are a lot of teams with terrible bullpens or questionable bullpens, however you want to put it, and Morrow injury, that's just devastating. That guy is a terrifically talented pitcher and showed how clutch he was in the World Series. A lot of times when a guy has a big World Series and pitches his heart out, as we saw with Evaldi last year, teams will say, wow, we're impressed. We want that guy on our team. But sometimes the guy's been used up to some degree. Now, Morrow had injury history even before that. I'm with you guys. Kimbrel would be perfect for the Cubs at this point. His price has not come down as far as I know. I'm talking from what I heard maybe 5 days ago, that he was looking for a three-year deal, looking for that Wade Davis deal, 3 for 52, somewhere in that range. At this point, And Keuchel's has. He is willing to do a one-year deal. Now, I'm not sure exactly how much money he wants for that 1 year, and it's not even a full year at this point. He would like to do 1 year, bet on himself, and reset. But last I heard, Kimbrel was still looking for a big three-year deal, and I can understand why teams don't do that. I don't understand why teams aren't making offers to Kimbrel. I know Atlanta did at the end of spring training, somewhere in the, I think, 1 year for 12 to 13, 14 range, something like that. Kimbrel would be great for the Cubs. You and I, we've all gone over this many times. I see no reason why they can't go over the luxury threshold. The Cubs are a very, very profitable enterprise. I think we all know that. And they've not been over the threshold. They've done a terrific job with that, staying under the threshold. And they clearly need to upgrade that pen, and they have. I mean, arguably, I don't say he's the greatest reliever of all time, but statistically, there's an argument to be made that Kimbrel is, if not the greatest reliever of all time, one of the greatest relievers of all time. So I think they should go get him or try to get him and make him a nice one-year offer. I can see why teams don't give 3 years at this point.
I know that Chicagoans hate to admit this, but is the best story in baseball through the first month, John, the fact that the Yankees are over 500 with 13 guys on the injured list?
Well, it's one of the interesting stories. I mean, obviously, they've got a payroll that's over the luxury threshold at this point, and they have a very good team. You know, I do think part of that is that they've played Baltimore, Detroit, Kansas City, no offense, the White Sox, a lot of rebuilding teams. I think that's part of the issue, but, you know, I give Boone credit. I give them credit to have not only 12, 13 guys on that injured list, but the players that they do have on that injured list, starting with their ace, you know, key reliever in Betances, and basically a position player on every position. Now we've got Stanton, Judge, and Sanchez, the three main power hitters, all out. So I do give them credit, although I'll put a little bit of an asterisk on there because their schedule has been very favorable early.
John, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
All right, great talking to you guys. See you later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.